Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
I can. Okay.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Art Meets Podcast, brought to you by the Swiss Arts Council Puelvizia. In this three-part mini-series, we delve into the intersection of art and science at Kodzsch, a renowned international artists association that promotes artistic and scientific projects in South Asia. Kodzsch, right outside New Delhi, is a vibrant hub for creative exploration and cross-disciplinary collaboration. In the second episode, meet one of the people who's connected to Kodzsch.
Hi, I'm Kali Moss, and I am currently an artist. I work with various mediums, and sound being one of them. Right now, I'm in Delhi, in New Delhi, in India. My studio is in Goa, which is a beach town, which is about 2,000 kilometers from Delhi. Right now, I'm here because I'm making a work, which, well, it shows in a few days. So I'm right quite in the middle of it as we speak. Yeah.
You just said, when you introduced yourself, that you're currently an artist. What do you mean by that?
I mean that I'm invested in thinking about poetics and knowledge making and thinking about the world in ways which is new and somehow is able to push beyond what is currently known or the world that we live in a way. And that can sometimes be art, but that can sometimes also be just craftsmanship. And sometimes it can also be about technology. It's a tool, and so of course it's a broad word and it's hard to use it. And sometimes it's science.
As Kaldi speaks, the walls between disciplines crumble, revealing a world of boundless possibilities.
It's a way of looking at something which can be categorized with the labels as being science or art or skillful work, which in its own self is material practice, as we say. Material practice and science have a relation, and also material practice and art have a relation, and also social science, meaning sociology or history of science and all of various disciplines within this. So I would say that all the branches, most of the branches of philosophy in a way, but hence I call myself currently an artist. So I remain humble enough to draw from other practices and disciplines.
And you sometimes also call yourself currently a scientist?
I would say no, even when I am drawing from there, because being a scientist, I mean, it's a wonderful thing, and it's hard to call oneself anything, in fact, to self-identify as anything, actually. So one could say one is a student of various disciplines. But no, I don't call myself a scientist.
Kodzsch, an art organization established right outside New Delhi, has been empowering individuals from all kinds of fields to engage in creative practices. Kodzsch facilitates creative processes. How did Kaldi hear about Kodzsch in the first place?
I was actually studying engineering not far from Delhi, in a part of the region called NCR, which is National Capital Region. And Kodzsch was one of the places, but one of the most important places, where I actually spent a lot of time just hanging out and absorbing anything and overhearing any conversation I could. You know, it was 2014, 15, and it was really cool. It's always been a place which has stood with the artists. And now that I am within the field, I really see the value of this. For an artist to feel that an institution supports the ideas, and it isn't about, you know, for example, the production of something. Of course, it values also its material practice, the making of things, but there's a sense of the power of ideas within the space of Kodzsch. And this has been consistent for all the years that I have known Kodzsch, before Kodzsch has known me. I've known Kodzsch a long time before Kodzsch ever knew me, actually.
Kaldi Moss was a resident at Kodzsch, and the performance they created there is called Moist.
There was an arc, a metal arc, or arch, however you say it, which had a small vibration sensor on it. And so when people touch it, you could touch it or whatever you did with it, this sound was picked up, these vibrations were picked up, and they passed through the code that I had written. There were 6 speakers in the room, in all sides, on all 4 sides, and 2 hanging from the ceiling. And this produced a sound field, and the vibration was picked up, and it moved through the room. It moved through the different speakers, meaning if I touch this surface, it actually feels like, you know, this thing when you put your head on a surface, on a table or something, and you scratch it on the other side, the sound is conducted through the surface. But now the entire room has actually been translated to a touch, which I'm doing on this surface, but everyone in the room is actually experiencing it.
This performance was related to a Pro-Helvetia initiative at Kodzh.
It was part of Body as Barometer, which is a Pro-Helvetia initiative for bringing artists from all over the world to discuss and speak about, in this case, performance. And so it was about performance art, about performance art practices of various kinds. So it was a residency, it was a workshop, it was a sort of invited workshop where we had this opportunity to have 2 weeks of discussions with what was called provocateurs and respondents, but essentially a room full of artists, about performance, actually, largely. And my work is not within this performance arts, I would say, but I was still invited because I do perform. But I always thought of not myself performing somehow, but somehow being present in the performance while I make things on my computer.
While I'm talking to Kaldi, they was actually in the middle of preparing the opening of an exhibition.
Okay, so let me describe this piece that I'm currently making. Well, let me go through the journey a little bit. You know, there's sound work and there's silence work. So I thought of this work as sort of in between the two. The idea was that there is a source of white noise, say, and then there are these panels which produce sound shadows. So actually when people walk through the gallery or where the work is, they experience shadow in the same way we experience shadow with light, but they experience it with sound. This produces a sort of sensorial, experiential feeling of being in sound and slightly less sound and sound again and so on. And it's interesting because then it shifts your light of awareness or your focus to listening, to the act of listening, to the act of not just listening to the sound, but also listening to the environment, to the listening to the room, as they say. And so this is where the idea started, and then it's evolved a bit. And so currently there is a speaker and there is a pendulum which passes from right in front of it. So it cuts that. So the pendulum itself is made up of the sound-absorbing material. So every time for this one moment that the pendulum sort of passes from right in front of the speaker, it cuts this sound. So it kind of is like shh, shh, shh.
The pendulum moves in front of the speaker, and by doing that, it changes the sound. This performance in space and sound includes drawings on walls.
It starts from a scientific diagram of the room itself, where the speaker and the pendulum and the people themselves are placed. So you see various sound waves being reflected from walls and absorbed with all the sound panels that are present in the room. You can also see them. So this is like an architectural diagrammatic setup of the room.
Kaldi Moss works a lot with sound. What's fascinating about sound to Kaldi?
I'm interested in sound because as a sense, as a human sense, I mean, of the 5 senses, it has a curious quality, various curious qualities. It is all directions, 360 degrees, meaning it's one hears the sound field in all directions at every point of time, including when we're sleeping. Including actually alarms, because we alarm ourselves to wake up as we rely on this sense to be listening even when we are asleep. Our visual cortex, our brain is in a different state, but listening is active and we rely on this organically that, oh, well, we will listen to the alarm and we wake up. This is all, of course, things which add to the merits of why I am interested in sound or what one can do with it.
Thoughts about sound originated while working on something very different.
I was making paintings and I was making images about 10 years ago, and I didn't know anything about sound. And then there was a shift. Actually, this shift was so acute, it was so absolute, that the flat surface of the canvas became too extremely flat. It seemed quite, you know, the opposite of potent, you know. It became completely flat and almost unapproachable. After, I actually moved to this realm of listening.
As they said before, Kaldi, who is currently an artist, has a surprising background.
I'm an instrumentation and control engineer, and I also worked at the computational nanotechnology lab at a university at IIIT on computational subjects, nanotubes. And while I was doing all of this, I somehow didn't feel that this was the direction that I wanted to go into. This is how I'm sort of here.
And what was your relationship to art back then when you studied engineering and when you were doing scientific work?
I would say none. It started... I shouldn't say none, because of everything that I got from reading books, I didn't have any understanding of or exposure to art, contemporary art, as we now see it, know it, understand it, all of that, you know, the whole thing. So I did not have any exposure to or knowledge of history of art, contemporary art, things people make, art and science, any of this. I also understood art as a layperson here perhaps would, as being certain mediums and so on. It's only in the last 10 years that I have developed this understanding of art.
Kaldi Moss identifies as an ecosexual artist, a term that invites further exploration.
So, well, ecosexual in very simple terms is to say that I am attracted to and interested in, it entices me and excites me in the same way as another human being would, but in this case, in my case, it is non-human beings. I'm attracted to lizards and reptiles, and I feel I have a deep desire to be one, and I hope to be one in another possible life. Yeah, so I think this is the short answer why I call myself an ecosexual artist. And the other reason would be that language, I don't have other languages, but I have English and I have my complaints with it, is that it has this sense of owning things it begins to name. So for example, if I say I'm an ecological artist, or it begins to feel like I know something about it, but in fact I don't know anything about it. I'm only attracted to it and I'm only drawn to it. And so hence I think that this way of naming it is, it puts me in some sense a horizontal position with it, because there's also the fear of rejection, which is always present in any encounter, and I think also so in any encounter with any being.
Kaldi, an artist who redefines the boundaries of art through their unique identity as an ecosexual artist. Stay tuned for the next and final episode of this mini-series of the Art Meets podcast brought to you by Pro Helvetia. We will explore the views on art and science of Rohini Devesher, a pioneer of Quad's founding generation.
I am interested in this kind of line between wonder and strangeness, and particle physics is deeply strange, which is wonderful.